Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Big 3 hours ahead. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bunker. As you said, it is Tuesday here. A lot of good stuff going on. You're saying the Olympics, the women in the gold medal game. Obviously, the men basketball team plays Brazil today.
Yep.
Reading up on them, they give the men's team the one thing that they have issues with so far in this Olympics, offensive rebound. Uh-huh. And so they said they're the best one in the left to play and everything, but no problem.
I don't think it will be. It's just one of those things.
Who's not going to play today and everybody get mad?
Oh, that's a... Who would be the best one? I mean, if it was LeBron, it would be the funniest. Yeah. But I think that would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
I think that would be a bad coaching decision. It really, you know, not to minimize the talent that the other teams have, but it's really up to them.
Yeah.
Like, if they show up, dialed in, ready to go,
it's a wrap.
Then they're going to win. If they show up and try to skate to a victory, then one of these teams might be able to jump up and get them. I mean, they haven't really flirted with trouble so far in the games that count, and I don't think they will. They're incredibly good. Like, as long as they are into it, and they seem like they are, then they'll probably win all these games and win the gold medal.
Yeah.
If they don't, it's on them.
Yep.
You know? I mean, that's
shame.
That's what it kind of sucks about, like, where it's gotten with them a little bit, because, like, if they win the gold medal, then everyone's like, yeah, duh, should. If they don't, that's the story. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
The only story that comes out of, or the women too, the men and women Olympic basketball teams in the United States, is if they don't win. If they do win, then it's like, well, you should have won. Of course you do. Of course you win. You win every year. If they don't, then people care, and then they, you know, make up all the legacy crap and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, no, if they try hard and are focused and got a good night's sleep last night, then they'll win.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the rest. It's all about the rest. I thought about this this morning, because, you know, the biggest thing they want to do is always compare teams against each other. And You know, it's always the original dream team. They keep on talking about this team.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it. I was like, what about that damn team with Kobe and him on it?
Yeah, 08.
08, the 08 team with a prime LeBron. Yeah,
prime LeBron.
Prime D-Wade.
Yeah.
Prime Melo.
Met business Kobe.
Business Kobe. I was like, you sure that team wouldn't give this? I mean,
I feel like if we're talking about, like, like all-time great Olympic team. First of all, this team needs to win a gold before we can talk about any of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, the Redeem team.
The Redeem team.
Because that was the one after 04 when they didn't take it seriously.
Right.
And they got the bronze. And everyone still talks about what a disappointment that was. Yeah, I don't know. That Kobe team would have given the 92 team, I mean, it would have been a game.
Yeah.
I still think the 92 team would win.
I do, too.
Because Prime Jordan.
Prime Jordan.
Prime Jordan wasn't losing anybody.
He wasn't losing anybody.
No offense. Like,
Prime Jordan
versus just my opinion.
Prime Jordan versus business Kobe? Oh, yeah.
Dude, it would have been incredible.
It would have
been fun. Yeah, it would have been incredible.
It would have been a lot of fun.
And that's the thing about this team is, like, who's in their prime? There's a couple guys that aren't yet in their prime.
I think Anthony Davis is in his prime.
No.
I think
Anthony Davis is not in his prime yet.
I think he is.
That's the crazy thing about it. He's not.
I think he's
Anthony Davis is 22 years old.
Huh?
Anthony Davis 22 years old.
I'm sorry, Anthony. You think of Anthony?
Oh, Anthony Edwards. I'm sorry. That's the second time I've done that.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards ain't nowhere near.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards not. Yeah.
No.
Okay, Anthony Davis maybe.
Maybe Book.
Back end.
Maybe Book.
Book, but okay. But Book's like the seventh best guy on the team. Like, all the best guys on the team are way past their prime.
Yeah.
Maybe Steph. Maybe back end. Maybe. But, like, yeah, I mean, that 92 team, Jordan was peak Jordan.
So that was Barkley.
Barkley was pretty much peak Barkley because he won the MVP the next year. Ewing was pretty much peak Ewing at that point. Now Bird and Magic were past their prime.
You wouldn't tell Magic.
Way past their prime.
Magic would still be trying to get out there.
Dude, Bird couldn't even play.
Bird couldn't even play.
He was doing back stretches on the sideline. He couldn't even get on the court.
Hold on, man. What you mean they calling me to come in? You know that the ex-Vision Gate Roberts hollering for Bird? He was like, damn.
Why? And he looked it too. You know what I mean? Like, now when guys are a little bit past their prime, you can't even really tell because they still look good.
Right.
Like, the beers were catching up with Larry Bird. The back gave out.
Ugh.
Didn't even have the mustache anymore. Just looked middle aged and it was like 31. Yeah, man. Anyway, they play today. They'll probably win against Brazil. I checked out the Australia Serbia game earlier today.
Yep.
You got a chance to see Bogey and Dyson Daniels guarding each other. That was kind of fun. But the story early was Patty Mills.
Gold medal is always that holy grail.
That's courtesy of us, by the way.
Yes.
That's our interview with our friend, Patty Mills, from last February.
Hey, man.
He was going nuts. They lost. They were up 25 in the first half, and they lost.
He looked like Patty Mills that one series where they beat the hell out the Heat after the year after the Heat beat them.
Yeah.
Because Patty just went bombs over Baghdad on the Heat, and that's what he looked like, man. But I tell you, I mean, that's the thing about that international game. They know the ins and outs better than the American team. The Americans just better than everybody. But that, you know, just the different types of, you know, no illegal defense, so you just sit there and you can't make outside shots. You pretty much screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, I love to see Patty because he is a friend of ours.
He's a friend of the program.
He's a friend of the program.
Quite interesting, mate.
Yes, he's a friend of ours. And we
unfortunately, he's going home. He's going home.
That's why Giannis and going home,
no
too.
No gold. Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They got him.
Yeah, they got him. And maybe his brothers? Did they play, too?
I thought one of them was hurt.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that was a good game, though, earlier today between Serbia and Australia. Like, Australia was up 25 in the first half, and then Serbia came out in the third quarter and beat them 25-11, and then it went to overtime, and they were able to get it. So Serbia's still in there. They'll be playing for a medal.
Yeah. France and Canada today.
Okay.
Yeah, France and Canada today also, and whoever loses obviously won't medal. I go Canada, too.
Yeah.
I go Canada because of the wing player and because of Shea.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. Because Wimby, they have no answer. Let's let him score. They're not worried about Rudy Gobert. It's all about Wimby, and I think who else is it? Because it'll be when U.S. wins today, they'll play Serbia,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they'll play the winner of Canada, France for the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
gotcha. Assuming
like that.
No. The winner of that has another game. I don't remember. Okay. Germany, because Germany's already through.
That's right. That's
the
right.
Dennis Schröder, man, Schröder when he's
dude
Superman
when he is an international player
when
dog,
he's on
he's
the German
a killer.
Team. Yeah, he's Superman
he's
for
a
Germany.
Killer.
Plus they got the Wagners, you know. Can't go wrong with a couple of Wagners.
Yeah.
Miami, the Orlando Magic feel that way as well.
Yeah.
All right, so nothing's happened yet between the Dolphins and the Falcons, so there's nothing to talk about. I know open practice is kind of going on right now, but haven't really heard a ton of what's gone on down there yet. As we get more video and info and all that kind of stuff from the joint practices, we'll be able to talk more about it. The Braves didn't play last night either. So really, it's kind of a night of, like, free agency if you wanted to. watched the House of Dragon finale. Talked about that on the podcast. Yeah. You want to check out three guys passionately discussing a fantasy television show, you check out today's podcast.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good.
It was good. Yeah. If you like dragons and stuff, it's pretty good.
I mean, what's big news about the Braves country is Michael Harris is starting his rehab up there in Gwinnett, starting today and everything. So we'll see how that goes. And he says another week or so before he can actually join the big club. So we'll hopefully that will go well. No setbacks or anything, because you know that with fast twitch people like him, those damn hamstrings are tricky as hell, man. So you just hope that he does not have a setback, goes and plays well up there, because you need all the good players you can if you're the Braves.
They need him specifically.
Yes.
Desperately.
Yes.
Because since Ronald Acuña got hurt, and I know Harris got hurt pretty soon after, he's been out for a while now, like way longer than we thought.
June 15th.
After just sort of a hamstring tweak on a random thing. The Braves have the worst outfield offensively in baseball.
Really?
Yeah. Since Ronald Acuña went out, their offense is the worst offensive outfield in baseball.
I don't even know where it really
And it's probably not that great defensively either. But offensively, Kelnick had a minute, right? He had like that 10-15 game stretch where he was okay when they moved him to leadoff. Even though like that stretch, he was still batting like .290. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was tearing the cover off the ball. He was just like pretty good. Duval's been one of the worst hitters in the National League all year. Eddie Rosario is one of the worst hitters in the National League. Reason why he got cut, and he still hasn't been that much better since he's been here. Forrest Wall, Eli Gold, whatever, not Eli Gold, Eli White, like other guys. Like, it's not been good. So Michael Harris hopefully can get healthy and get back out there as soon as possible. Hopefully Jorge Soler can be what he had been at like the last month before he got traded here.
Right.
He hasn't been yet, unfortunately, as a member of the Braves. But yeah, no, I mean, if anything's going to happen for the Braves down the stretch of this season, the pitching has to remain incredible and get back to being healthy. The guys in the infield that have been starting to come around have to continue to be around. Mm-hmm. And the outfield has to just not be awful.
That's it.
Because it's
been putrid.
Just awful.
I like that sitting right there. But I mean, you're getting reinforcements back. That's the biggest thing. But we need Michael to play like we know Michael can play, because Michael wasn't playing that great when he got hurt.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. And so
he was one of the many Braves that we were like, huh, well, eventually he'll snap out of this.
I mean, he wasn't there. Now he's coming back off another layoff and everything like that. So hopefully he as a phrase that coaches like to say, hit the ground running. And everything, like, literally. But, my biggest thing, Michael, don't have any setbacks. That's the most important thing, because of hamstrings. And it's a grade 2 strain, so it was a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just the fact that you got to, you got to go. It ain't one of the things where you can ease into and everything like that. So he's going to get tested.
Because they can't DH him.
They can't.
You know what I mean?
You can't be, because that would make it worse. Because then my man would, my climbing defense early man would have to be out
there. I would rather have Michael Harris with one hamstring playing the outfield than Marcell Ozuna.
Man, y'all are tripping, man. Outside of that one play, Marcell ain't a bad outfielder.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's awful at it. He's not good.
Yes.
As has been shown by the fact that they have refused to put him out there, even though their outfield situation this year has been pretty dire. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. A lot of stuff went down last night. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. What's trending? Where you learn about a lot of stuff that goes down the night before we do the show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's almost back to college in a way. Like, you're out there, you're starting off, you're the guy right there, and then you got all the special teams groups. And so I think the other thing that I'm excited for is it'll be a new offense with new challenges, and so being able to play them in the week and then kind of study that film during the week to be able to prepare for that game and prepare for that final performance.
Look at that, J.D. Bertrand talking trash too, just like Jonnu Smith was getting ready for these joint practices. Dude. Between the Falcons and the Dolphins. Yeah, that's J.D. Bertrand yesterday. Had a chance to catch up with him for about 10 minutes while we were live at Flowery Branch, before they all got on the buses, headed down to the airport, flew down to Miami, and are now in the midst of joint practices with the Dolphins. He said a slightly altered version of what everyone says about these things. We've been beating up on each other for a couple of weeks.
Right.
It'll be fun to hit somebody who's in different pads.
Yes.
and you know what it is.
Yeah, man.
It's content farming season, so people are out there making headlines that might not be true.
I'm glad you responded, because I was going to be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, Jonnu Smith, who now plays for the Dolphins, by the way, if people didn't know that, said, yeah, we've been beating up on each other for a couple weeks. We're looking forward to now being able to do that against the Falcons.
Yes.
Which, again, is what everyone says. Yes. About joint practices. Yes. And or preseason games, every training camp and preseason in NFL history. Fun talking to J.D. Bertrand, though, yesterday.
Yeah, man. He's
local kid, really excited, getting an opportunity, going to probably make his hay on special teams, and he'll be a backup linebacker, so
right.
If injuries take place, he'll get in there. But, yeah, fun conversation. Interesting stuff about how he decided to leave Notre Dame and how he may have stayed. Basically gave him a number. He was like, hey, I'll come back for this.
Yep. Oh, y'all can't match it? Well, then I'm out.
All right, I'm going to the NFL. Yeah. Then.
Good for him.
Yeah, sure.
Good for him, man. Yeah, but, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're still, you know, trying to see some notes and everything, and you can believe what you want to believe, or what's been said is, because we talked about yesterday, which if you can't verbally see it, I mean verbally, if you can't see it, then you're like, okay, well, he completed a deep pass.
Right.
Well, what was everything around him? Everything right. Like that. But no, it's
going
to be fun.
You have to take someone's – you have to make sure you yes. trust the person
yes.
who's reporting on joint practice play-by-play, because there's a decent chance – the person doesn't know what they're looking at.
Yep.
So it's a good opportunity for you to be like, all right, I think this guy knows football.
Right.
He's the one who I'm going to listen to when he's giving me joint practice play-by-play. But anyway, they're doing it right now. Sounds like they just had one-on-ones with Miami receivers and Falcons DBs. Not surprisingly, Tyreek Hill was burning folks.
Yes.
Clark Phillips had a pick and a pass breakup, which is great as he is in competition for one of those starting corner spots. And you said you saw Drake London had a nice catch.
A nice catch in a one-on-one on a deep route. And, you know, Kurt put the ball where it needed to be, and Drake London wouldn't got it. So, I mean, you see different clips like that. And, you know, but the encouraging thing is that, first of all, nobody get hurt.
That's
the most important thing.
A number one thing.
Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt and everything. And you go out there 2 days and get you some good work, and they'd be able to, you know, like I said, Thursday, go and start working on yourself. Maybe watch a little Miami, whatever you want to, and then get ready for the game on Friday, which is going to be a lot of fun because you're going to get to see Michael Penix. I think that's what I want to see. I get to see Michael Penix. I know what Bijan's going to be able to do. I know what all these other do. I want to see what this young man looks like in a game against another team.
Yeah. There was an article on ESPN.com today about Penix and Cousins and the offseason and all that kind of stuff, and just how Penix has won everyone over. Didn't he already do that? They drafted him 8th overall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess there was some scouts in the building that were like, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't do this because we just took a quarterback in free agency and paid him $100 million guaranteed. Maybe we should get an edge rusher because we don't really have any. And they were like, nah, we're getting this guy. And then over the course of time from then until now, they've been like, oh, we understand why we did that. This guy's amazing. Oh, yeah. The quote was, they have fallen in love. The scouting department that may have not been in love with Penix during the time of the pick have since fallen in love with Michael Penix. Which is good.
Well, good.
Which is good because you got him. There's no take backs.
Yeah, you can't give him back.
If Latu gets out there and has 14 sacks this year, you're not going to be able to swap him for Michael Penix.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, you're going to. It's your guy. Penix isn't going to have any sacks this year.
Yeah, Penix isn't going to have. He might not have a touchdown.
He might get sacked this year if he plays. Yeah, but he might not. You also hope he doesn't play this year. Mean that Kirk Cousins is amazing.
It's a possibility he has a lot of empty stats.
There's a possibility he has zero stats.
Exactly, a lot of empty.
The Falcons coaching staff, do they hope that he has zero stats altogether, or do they hope that he has some stuff at the fourth quarter of blowouts?
Yes,
that's what they
hope. Fourth quarter blowouts. Okay. Yes, let's put him in there. Go ahead, Michael, get you some reps right there. Get you a couple of handoffs. We're gonna let you throw one pass, and then we're gonna run the ball the rest of the game. I think that's what they're viewing like.
Because if he's in there, he's not even throwing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
They're gonna let him throw it.
If they're up 30,
they're gonna let him throw it. they're gonna let him throw a ball. No, you can't just let him go in there and hand the ball. They're gonna let him throw at least one pass. Okay. It's gonna be the first play.
Play action.
It's gonna be the
deep.
First play. You remember on Any Given Sunday, let it rip. 9-9-9. Gonna be the first play if Michael Penix gets in the blowout. First play.
Yeah. No also, doubt. He's going to be the first quarterback to get a snap first play, assuming the Falcons, the first play on offense the Falcons have on Friday night.
Yeah.
And I hope that's a pass, too.
Yep.
I hope we get to see him throw the ball all over the yard on Friday night, because that's the thing that people continued to remark about when they just haven't really seen it as much. Like, folks that were out there at training camp the last couple of weeks, everybody, to a man, was like, damn, look at that arm.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy. Look at that throw. Pinpoint. You'll see it on Friday night. It'll be a lot of fun.
Get some more. You know, I follow a lot of the guys down in Miami, just watching them. Doing some team drills. And nothing too. Tua makes a nice throw. He was sacked, though.
Oh, it would have been a sack.
Yeah.
Sack. Who would have had him?
I don't know. I can't see. It's like old grainy ass video.
Dang it. Somebody's got an Android.
Yes. It looks like it's an Android.
Somebody's got an Android out there filming.
And
we're
not trying to talk about your Android, so don't be trying to come for us.
That
like
was actually me talking about
Android. Okay. Well, y'all come for Andy then.
Come on.
Y'all go for Andy.
Come on. I think iPhones are better.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to say it. Okay. I did have, I had to use Abe's MacBook yesterday. I've got my MacBook, his MacBook, a little newer. No offense. I love my MacBook. I'm not talking bad
Please
about
don't
you,
do
buddy.
That.
That new one's a little quicker.
It's newer.
A little quicker.
It's newer.
I didn't realize quite how slow my guy had gotten. We're a little laggy here.
Dude, don't mention it. Last time you tried to talk about him, the charger stopped working.
Is that true?
Yes. You remember last time you were talking? You were talking about him, we couldn't get a charge. I leave that damn MacBook alone.
No, I love you. I love this MacBook.
And it got you that far.
This MacBook is like a decade. We're like a decade in. I've had this MacBook longer than I've had my kids.
Yeah, I mean, but that's okay, man, because we old school. I saw my cousin Mario this weekend. He's like, man, what kind of phone is that? It's an iPhone. It's like, there ain't no damn iPhone. I was like, yeah.
You mean Apple made it?
You mad because it ain't big faces like y'all?
Yeah, I got the little iPhone.
Yeah, don't be.
Anytime anybody sees it, they're like, oh, what's that little guy?
Yeah, y'all gonna stop coming for me about my damn phone.
It's the 12 mini.
I like it.
I like it.
Makes
my hands look bigger.
Software up to date. So
mine's not because it can't be. If I update it, some of the apps will stop working. Same thing with my computer. I can't look at certain things on Chrome because I can't get the newest version of Chrome.
Damn,
because my operating system won't support it. So what?
Exactly.
Whatever.
It works.
It works. Damn. For the most part.
Damn, bro.
For the most part. Like, I don't think I could look at TikTok, probably.
Why would you want to?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't, so it doesn't matter.
It's like, you know, I don't think you miss anything.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I don't think you miss anything.
Yeah. Proud of it.
But yeah, as the videos come in, we'll try to decipher them as far as what it looked like. And obviously, we'll wait and see coaches' reports and all.
That's what it'll be.
And that's the biggest thing. How did Rob
view the practice? Yes. You'll hear Kirk Cousins, and they'll tell you what they think they got out of it.
Yeah.
My guess is they'll feel like they got a lot of productive, what will they say? Productive work.
Productive work.
Yeah, they got a lot of productive work out of it. Specifically anything? No. We're not going to tell you specifically, just that it was productive. Okay, great. Awesome. Well, that's what we're looking for. Braves are back at it tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. Bryce Elder's on the mound. Last time Bryce Elder pitched, against the Brewers.
He pitched well.
And he pitched really good.
He did.
So hopefully he can do that again. You mentioned this in the first segment. Michael Harris is going to start a rehab assignment with the Gwinnett Stripers. So he's still about a week away from being able to come back because of the 60-day IL designation. But hopefully he looks good down there. I mean, again, it's the same thing as joint practices. Just don't get hurt.
Yeah, man.
He already was. No setbacks. You desperately need him for the stretch run.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's so vital to the success of this team. You were talking about it earlier about them as far as the worst hitting, maybe worst fielding outfield in the bigs right now.
Yeah, I don't have anything on the fielding, but I know that the hitting, the hitters that have played outfield for the Braves since Ronald Acuña got hurt are the worst group in major leagues.
Yep.
In that time
period. Yeah, and so you need Michael to come back and get on base and do the damage that he does when he's on the base path and things like as far as stealing bases. I think that, you know, you want him, like you said, for this stretch run and see if he can get in that groove and then this thing try to be another, you know, because I don't know where they're going to hit him at. They're going to hit him top of the order because Kelnick's not – oh, no, I'm sorry, you got Soler there.
Yeah.
You got Soler there. Do you put him two behind Soler now?
I don't know how you do it. I don't know.
But you would like to see the production from him because Ozzy is coming back. But I'm saying, you know, Matt Olson, hit or miss right now. Austin Riley's playing his butt off right now. He's playing really, really well. We know what Ozuna is. If you can try to find a way to – I mean, it's not going to be as long as it was supposed to be to start the year, but you can make it a little longer.
Yeah, I mean, really at this point, it's just trying to get everybody healthy enough on time to where they can get ramped up and hopefully be clicking at the same time when the playoffs come around. I mean, that's really kind of what it is now. And again, hopefully he looks good there in Gwinnett. You'll be able to see him back next week, which would be fantastic. Georgia Bulldogs football team ranked number one in the preseason coaches poll. Mentioned that yesterday. That came out. Not surprising.
No.
We'll talk to Brandon Adams more about some Georgia football coming up at 1:20 this afternoon. Mike Conti is going to join us in about 10 minutes as well. Get his thoughts on everything going on with Atlanta United. Imagine he got a chance to check out some of the Atlanta Hawks that were playing in the Olympics earlier today as well, and former Hawks, Patty Mills,
out there
just playing his backside off for Australia.
You know, you got to reach for the stars.
Yeah, man.
You have to.
Reach for the stars.
That's just so motivational from Patty Mills. I really love that. He played awesome. They lost in overtime.
Patty Mills on the Heat now, right?
Patty Mills, I believe, is on no one's team.
Oh, okay, I don't know if he went to the Heat.
He was. They picked him up at the end of the season last year, but I think I almost thought he had retired.
Oh, okay.
I thought. I could be wrong.
Retire you, your lady, and the dog, your Hawaii? Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, no, Patty's.
Sounds like a plan.
He's doing just fine. He's also like the fifth leading scorer in Olympics basketball history.
Really?
I heard on the broadcast this morning.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so just an incredible international career also for Patty Mills. All right, let's hear from Freddie Freeman. This is not a fun story. It seems like it's going to be a happy ending. It was incredibly scary over the last couple of weeks, but here's Freddie Freeman as he made his return last night for the Dodgers.
It's a good thing I'm here because that means things are trending better. And Chelsea and I, it's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a three-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
So if you don't know, Freddie's three-year-old son Maximus was in the hospital for a while with a really rare syndrome. I don't know that I can say it. Guillain-Barré syndrome, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
It's a neurological disorder. Essentially, he was paralyzed. And it sounds like things, obviously, Freddie said there. But they're going to have to retrain him to do everything.
Like man.
Talking, walking, everything that a three-year-old can do. And for people, I don't know, maybe what can a three-year-old do? I don't know. My three-year-old can do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
She walks, she talks, she jumps, she runs, she does everything. So starting over from scratch there is going to be really hard. But obviously it's better than the alternative, and that's just a nightmare. That's a nightmare for a parent to have to go through. It was an incredible moment last night at Dodger Stadium when they gave him a standing ovation. You could obviously, I mean, he's a guy that is emotional anyway, but everyone would be emotional in that situation. And just thank God, man. Thank God that it sounds like the little guy's going to be okay and that Freddie was able to get back out there, because I can't even begin to imagine what the last couple of weeks must have been like.
Oh, yeah. It was probably, you know, it was hell on both of them. And it was so cool to see the standing ovation, saw the interaction, because we know how close him and Bryce Harper are and how they had their moment when he got on base and everything like that. But, yeah, I mean, as a parent, you know, there's nothing in life that you want to do than take the place of your child when they're going through something like that. So kudos to Freddie and the doctors and little Max. And hopefully everything is smooth sailing from him here on out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could not imagine having to do that. And I always, my heart always goes out to when you see the parents with the babies. And I've been blessed, we've been blessed to never have to go through that with none of our children. But yeah, that was really touching and everything like that. And again, I saw the post last week from Chelsea. I didn't know nothing about this.
I didn't, you told me about
it. I didn't know nothing about it. And then I saw the post from Chelsea, but she was talking about the situation that they were in with the little man. And good that Freddie, like I said, he's there because it seems like everything's going well.
Yeah, my cousin got that disease a couple of years ago, and she was in the hospital for months. Mm-hmm. She's a little older. She's in the hospital for months, but thanks to medicine and physical therapy and all of that kind of stuff, she's recovered from it as well. She's walking and all of that, but it takes a while.
Right.
It takes a lot of physical therapy, a lot of patience. Obviously, they're going to have the best medical attention that you can possibly get, but man, shout out to Freddie Freeman. And Chelsea Freeman, the Freeman family, because that sucks. It's very scary. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte is going to join us. We'll talk some Atlanta United, talk some Atlanta Hawks, talk some Atlanta Falcons. Who knows? Who knows what we might talk about? Conte's going to be in here, so anything goes. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get into all the headlines from the National Football League, including trying to get you caught up on everything that's going on in Miami between the Falcons and the Dolphins in their joint practice today. Joint practice number one, joint practice number two tomorrow, and then preseason game number one on Friday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But first and foremost, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And this time on Tuesdays means Mike Conte joins us in studio. Good morning, Mike.
What up, Mike?
How are we doing, guys?
Good. A little Hawks Olympic scouting this morning.
How about maybe a little Patty bit? Mills getting awesome. In the time machine?
No doubt.
And turning back the clock to like 2015 and just, you know, throwing rockets and bombs at Jokic and Serbia and getting that game into overtime, and then Jokic coming up big in the overtime. That was a great, great game. And there have been a lot of great games not involving Team USA in this Olympic basketball tournament. Adam Silver's got to be watching this from afar thinking, oh, boy, this is
you'll go back
this,
to the negotiating table. This is amazing. Hey,
Well, no, it's not that. But you know what? A lot of people, I think, have correctly made the point that the NBA would be better off starting their season on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to go up against the NBA or NFL. Start your season on Christmas Day and run the finals into, you know, late July, and now your summer vacation begins. What you are seeing right now is why they cannot do that, because you're going to mess with the Olympics, and it's just too good.
Right.
The Olympics are too good right now, and what it's doing for basketball internationally is too much to just kind of brush aside and start the NBA season later as a result. So I think this is an example of why you're probably not going to see a substantial change going forward and when the NBA starts its season.
The other thing is, like, as much as that might be true and we can sit here and come up with different ways the NBA could be better, they just signed a $77 billion broadcast rights deal.
So
I think they're doing okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're fine.
I think that they've figured out the right way to monetize themselves.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I also think they would probably get same money, maybe even more, if they started the season later.
You're right. You're right.
Because, you know, from ABC's standpoint, having the finals in July as opposed to June probably doesn't make much of a difference from a rating standpoint.
Right, probably not.
And for NBC, who I think, if I read it correctly, they go right from Sunday Night Football into Sunday Night Basketball in February after the Super Bowl, you know, potentially offsetting the season a little bit later would give them more windows on Sunday nights, but they would have to pay more for that. Maybe they don't want to. I don't know. But I hear that music. I you know, those promos are coming on, and they're playing the music, you know, for these games, and I just get chills because it is coming back.
We'll talk about the bat real quick. United, another loss. Not surprised, I don't think so, and everything. And we know help is on the way, Mike. We understand that.
I hope he's good.
It's coming sooner.
Alexei Moronchuk, I hope he's good, because he needs to be, because this is a very mediocre team without him. And I said it after the match on Sunday. I'll say it again. That was about as tough a match to watch and call as any in the 7 years that I've been doing Atlanta United. It was two very mediocre teams playing not to lose and trying to get the match into penalties. And Not a good advertisement for League's Cup or the quality of the tournament. It's a shame because it is a really fun tournament. But, yeah, I mean, Atlanta United's got to hope that Alexi Maranchuk comes in here and is Pele at this point. Right. Because
no pressure, though, man.
No pressure at all.
No pressure, Alexi.
Now, Garth Lagerwey did say with us on Sunday that they are still looking at potentially signing another player in this window. If they do, it would have to be a designated player, right. He explained to us, because of just how everything sorts out right now. And it would likely be, this isn't Garth's words, but this is my analysis, it would probably have to be another attacking player. I don't know if it's a striker or a winger. Jason and I talked about this after the game on Sunday. Left wing has been just a problem for this team for 2 years, aside from a couple weeks last year where Rashandy Silva came in and played really great to start, but it just doesn't feel like he's the same player anymore. They whiffed on Derek Etienne. They've had some injury problems, and they just have not been able to figure out the left wing. So everyone's making the assumption, bringing a striker to replace Yorgos Giakoumakis. Daniel Rios has done okay. Maybe you have more time to let that situation play itself out, and you can look at bringing in a winger, but the window is going to close pretty soon. And you haven't heard a lot of rumors to this point, right. So you have to hope that something is cooking and they're just keeping it very quiet.
Mike, is that usually what, like, mediocre teams try to do to good teams? Because I was in the women's national soccer team, and they're playing Japan. And it seemed like that's what Japan's hope was.
In knockout games, in knockout games you see that a lot. And this was essentially a knockout game. And it kind of stinks, too, from a format standpoint for Atlanta United. They did not lose a match in regulation in the tournament. They don't go through because a team that did lose has just as many points as them but won a penalty shootout head-to-head. That's tough. I'm not saying Atlanta United played well enough to deserve to advance, but it is a little bit hard luck. But, yes, in knockout games, you do see teams play a little more conservatively, a little more cautiously. I think you saw some of that on Sunday, but I also think you saw Atlanta United not able to get control of the match, and that's been a problem for them all year. Even in matches where they've played well, and in some cases even won, they've had problems getting control of matches. And I don't know what you can necessarily do on the training ground the next 2 weeks to try to find some intensity with this group. I don't know if you do Oklahoma drills in soccer or not, but somewhere they're going to have to find some intensity and some fire and a way where they can start controlling matches, or I think they're going to kind of keep climbing uphill for the remaining 9 matches of their season.
I mean, if it's just a talent on the roster thing, as it may be right now until some reinforcements get here, then it probably is hard to judge Rob Valentino on this stint. It's also hard to hear you say it's one of the worst efforts you've seen in 7 years.
Not effort. Right. I didn't say it. It's just a bad game.
Just a boring game. Like, if you're the coach and that happens, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a great job interview.
I don't think you can hold Rob too accountable, though.
Okay.
Just because, again, like, in Major League Soccer, your differentiator between teams is the quality of your designated players.
Correct.
Okay, because those are the guys that you can pay anything to. All right, those are the Messis and the Suarez's, and now Griezmann's coming into LAFC. And like, those are your top players. Valentino had one designated player at best in the matches he's coached so far, and that was a center back.
Right.
I mean, he did have Almada for a little bit, and they were winning under Valentino with Almada. I just don't think it's totally fair to jump to any kind of conclusions, positive or negative, on Valentino, because he hasn't had the luxury of attacking designated players yet. I think these final 9 matches of this season is where you can really start to evaluate, because now you are going to have Maranchuk, who is an attacking designated player. Let's see if that makes them more dynamic and if it opens things up and it gives Rob a little more of a tool chest to work with, where he can really try to put his imprint on this team.
Mike, the Falcons, they opened up with Miami this weekend. Obviously, we talked about they're down there practicing. We were talking about it because
apparently a fight occurred.
Stop, well,
stop. Apparently.
Please, according to D-Led.
Stop.
Because if, I saw the last fight D-Led reported.
Yes.
It was not much of a fight.
It was not a fight.
More of a... Yeah. A scuffle, and maybe not even that.
No, yeah, it wasn't even that.
You remember, I know the Falcons were not, I don't think they had as much time as they had that last time, but I remember when they went down there 1 year, we watched that pieces of the game, and you remember how they got the crap kicked
out. Yeah, and we were all saying it was a red flag.
Yes.
And it was very.
Remember that.
Yeah, oh, I remember it vividly. Yes.
Because it's Tuesday, so we won't talk to you until next Tuesday. I don't anticipate that happening, but if you do see the fact that they're getting worn out like they did last time. Are we, I don't say panic, but it's like, does some of the optimism maybe go away?
No, because it's different because, well, I don't know. You have improved so much in the key position in football and the position where the Falcons struggled the most last year. And Kirk Cousins is not going to be anywhere in the conversation of, oh, this team is getting whooped in a joint practice.
Right.
I don't think. So no, I don't think it defeats the optimism, but it sure brings back some PTSD of this team under, sadly, under Dan Quinn and maybe to a lesser extent under Arthur Smith, not really doing enough in the preseason to go into the regular season fully prepared. What, last year I think was the first season opening game the Falcons had won since like 2017, I want to say.
It was the first time they were over 500 since me and Randy did the show. So,
by the way, I have details on the fight.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
This is from D-Led, who Hall of Famer, Orlando Ledbetter.
Yes.
He says, Drake London and Dolphins corner Ethan Bonner were the main combatants. The media is calling the fight a draw. But it sparked up the crowd.
There
now,
you go.
Chris Perkins.
Oh, it's an old Pac-12 rivalry there.
Yeah, Chris Perkins of the Sun Sentinel.
My man right there.
Is calling it a scrum.
Okay.
A scrum, not a fight. He says there was a pass to Drake London who threw down Ethan Bonner. That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
And then someone pushed London. And maybe a dozen players started scrapping, but Chris Perkins says no huge deal.
Okay.
I get excited any time I see a tweet about a fight.
It's funny because
you're at the stage of training camp in the preseason right now where we pretty much know all the storylines.
Yes,
pretty much.
So something's got to happen to get us kind of in talking in a new direction. A fight in a joint practice would be that.
Ethan Bonner, a Stanford corner. So maybe Drake and him have
I'll tell you,
history going back.
Do not mess around with Stanford corners.
No.
Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
John Lynch, I believe.
Defensive back.
Yep. Nickel corner, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
Let's name one more. Can we name one more?
I was trying to get you to name one more.
Was Tommy Vardell a Stanford corner? I don't know.
If you pulled that out, I've heard the name, but I could not tell you. You might be right.
I don't know.
You
might not.
Yeah.
Agree.
Wow.
What? I mean, I literally kind of pulled that out of thin air.
So Tommy Vardell.
Yeah. Touchdown, Tommy.
He was a fullback. But he did play at Stanford.
All right, well, it's half right.
Tommy Vardell.
Hey, man, whatever.
Whatever.
Stanford football player nonetheless. Well done, Mike.
See you guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off. We'll get more details on the fight. The Falcons fight down there in joint practice against Miami. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.